This is Adam Farrell reporting for Fred Film Radio at the London Film Festival, and earlier on I got a chance to catch up with Julius Avery, the writer and director of Son of a Gun. Hi Julius, nice to meet you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Now it'd be brilliant if you could just start off by describing Son of a Gun here at the London Film Festival.
Son of a Gun is a romantic comedy starring Ewan McGregor and Brenton Thwaites, and they go on an adventure of silliness. My film is about a young guy who goes to prison for the first time and falls under the spell of this mastermind criminal played by Ewan McGregor. And in return for protecting this kid, he has to break him out. And then they go on this big epic journey, and there's this huge gold heist and world of double crossing and femme fatales and yeah.
But all just set in the Australian outback.
Yeah, it's pretty much set in the middle of nowhere. I pitched it to you, and it's been this really beautiful place where you could go swimming and ride your motorbike into the sunset. When he got there, he realised that the ocean was full of sharks and there was millions of flies everywhere. So he said, thanks, Julius. But what was exciting to him was the father-son relationship in the film. I had expressed to him, my desires to kind of tell a story that was based on my childhood, when I was a teenager, and it was I had fallen into the wrong crowd and I was taken under the wing of this pretty badass guy, and he was like a father figure to me. I lost my father when I was quite young, and I was always looking for father figures, and he sort of filled that role. And he was very charismatic and very alluring, and very he sucked me into this really dark world, and taught me small things like a father would do, but also sent me on these missions of destruction. And I mean, I didn't get in a helicopter or a machine gun and blow people away or anything like that. But it's the relationship, the father-son relationship that Ewan was really attracted to.
Yeah, it was interesting you brought that up, because that was one of my questions, how much of your own experience is in the film. And obviously, for the more ridiculous elements, what did you do as research for when you were writing the film?
It's not ridiculous. Come on.
Well, not ridiculous. The more fantastical bits.
Yeah, you should have done your research. I mean, I was stealing gold bars at 14. The idea of doing a story was that I wanted to mix in a coming of age story, but throw in this big epic, exciting adventure on top of that, so I think it's really important to make all different types of films, and one type of film is like a thrilling, exciting kind of movie where you kind of have escape escape for a couple of hours, and that's the sort of film I set out to make, and also try and sneak in a few themes that I'm interested in as well. I didn't want to make a small introspective film. I wanted to do something that was different than that. And we don't make these type of films in Australia very often. And I always grew up loving action films. I'm not ashamed of saying that I used to watch Arnold Schwarzenegger films and Sylvester Stallone films all the time and love them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that definitely comes across the fun of it all in the final feature. And you spoke earlier a little bit about your talks with Ewan McGregor, one of the stars of the film. I was interested to know how the cast came together. Was it normal auditions? I mean, from what I got from your answer just previously, was that you were kind of talking to Ewan McGregor about the essence of the film, and it wasn't necessarily an audition, I take it?
No. He's done 50-odd films. You can just go out to the video library and he's done everything you can think of. So I didn't audition him at all. We just, in a way, he auditioned me. and we just chatted on the phone. We didn't meet in person until he had agreed to do the film, and I flew over and met him in LA, and we talked at length about Brendan, the character he plays, and also, you know, I introduced him to the kid who plays JR Brenton Thwaites, and got them in a room, and we all just talked, and it was just a very natural, very one-on-one thing. It wasn't like I'd hate to think if I had to actually put such an amazing actor in a casting session. Oh my god! could you imagine putting Obi-Wan Kenobi on a casting couch?
Fair point.
Well, mate. Moving on from this film, is this the kind of film that you'd want to get into? Like moving on to your next feature, another action movie, or?
Yeah, it's. You know, I'm right into elevated action. I like genre. I'm into it. And I want to make big films that finds a big international audience. You know, we don't do that sort of thing in Australia. And there's people who hate me for it, and there's people that love me for it. You can never please everyone. And you just got to do what you want to do. I've always wanted to make those big action films. That's my goal.
Sure, I've just been given the tap on the shoulder, which means last question time. But leading into that, last answer. Being here at the London Film Festival, what does it mean to be screening it here? And also to sort of subvert what you were just talking about. Film festivals usually that don't really go for genre picks, like Son of a Gun. So how does it feel to maybe subvert that expectation?
Do you know what film festivals are for me? Yeah. They're about showing things that are different. This film doesn't get made in Australia. We do small introspective films mostly. This is something very different. So I think it's interesting to be in a film festival where I'm in competition with a very diverse range of films, and my film probably sticks out like a sore thumb. But I think you've got to have that diverseness in a film festival. You can't just be all like the same sort of film. And I'm excited to see the film with a festival audience, because it probably will. Some people will hate it and some people will love it. You can't please everyone. Even though I want to please everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, I guess that's where I should wrap it up. Thank you so much for talking to me, Julius. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Julius Avery, writer and director of Son of a Gun there, when I talked to him earlier on at the London Film Festival. You're listening to Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.